Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Chella Irvine. How are you, Chella?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure having you. And Chella, you are CEO of About Group, which is, of course, known for About.com. Talk about what the business is and the brand is to you.
Sure, I'll be glad to. So the About Group, it does include About.com, but it's actually composed of five advertising-supported businesses. All are web businesses, websites, and they all share a common mission. And our mission is to provide consumers with interesting, useful, and credible information about how to navigate the hills and valleys of everyday life. So About.com, which you mentioned, is focused on delivering credible content on a very broad range of topics. And the About.com business model is very unique in our industry among content businesses, advertiser-supported content businesses. And then our other businesses include Consumer Search, which analyzes product reviews to create a best-of-breed recommendation on popular, often high-ticket consumer goods. CalorieCount.com offers weight management tools with social support, and I think almost everyone can relate to how valuable anything is if it helps us all manage our waistlines. You Compare Health provides tools that that do something that will probably be of increasing importance to consumers, which is help them provide the best-in-class medical professionals by specialty in their geographic area. And then finally, we also have a site in China, and it's called Abang, and it is similar to the About.com business, but is built for the Chinese market. And we're about $115 million in revenue.
And about how many users?
Oh, gosh. Well, we have about 41 million unique users in the United States every month and about 75 million unique users worldwide.
That is
so that's
robust.
That's a very robust amount of users. That's right.
Well, it's certainly a really interesting value. Let's first talk about About.com.
Sure.
So in About.com, the business model talk about what that is. I know you have people when they want to make decisions, they want to gain information, and you have your guides. Talk about how the whole business model works.
Sure. So as I said before, the About.com business model is very unique for a content creation, a content business, and for an advertiser-supported content business. And our guides, which you mentioned, are really the cornerstone of our success. So the way that content is created on About.com is that each topic area, and those topic areas include guitar, pediatrics, cars, busy cooks, various condition-specific health sites, parenting, again, a broad range of topics that are useful and interesting and helpful to people in the course of everyday living. Each of those topic areas is created and managed by a guide. And the guide is a subject matter expert who is also an excellent writer and is able to write things in an accessible fashion.
Okay, let's just stop there and then come back. The
sure.
guide, how do you find the guides? How do you evaluate them? How do you ensure they're on target? And then
yeah.
go back to the model.
Absolutely. I'll be glad to do that. So in terms of finding guides, obviously people come to us and ask to be guides, and also in certain subject areas, we have a team here that actually recruits to make sure that we can find the guides that we need. Becoming a guide is a rigorous process. Only 2% of people who apply to become a guide ever become a guide. One of the attributes of our business model is that our guides make their money on their growth in traffic, year-over-year growth in traffic.
Not on their personal growth in traffic, so you're monitoring their growth.
they're monitoring their growth. They are incredibly engaged and invested in how users use their site, in what users find to be the most topical and helpful parts of their site, and on sort of going with, you know, making sure that they are skating toward where the user is going.
And you have, is it about 750 guides, if I...
It's about 800 now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have sort of set 800 people to be entrepreneurs
That's
of their
right.
own business while helping your business grow.
That's right. That's right. And I would say, you know, interesting, about 60% of our guides, for about 60% of our guides, being a guide is their primary occupation or their only occupation. Now, that could be because they have been very, very successful as a guide, which is possible. And it could also be because they're in a phase of life where they want to work, you know, maybe 30 hours a week or so, and they'll devote that much time to being a guide. Some of our guides devote many more hours than that. And then about 40% of our guides do something else that is closely related to what they write about. So, you know, an example would be our neurology guide. Our neurology guide is a chief resident in neurology at a major hospital.
So,
for example, and how, by the way, how he finds the time to be a chief resident in neurology and be our guide is amazing to me.
It is. How, let's say if we have, say, about 600,000 people listening in, and we know we have some really talented listeners to this radio show. What if someone wants to become a guide? How do they do that?
They can write to guides@about.com.
Okay, so they go to about.com.
Right, and they can apply to become a guide.
Okay, very, very interesting. So now you were talking about the model, and you talked about the $115 million. Where does that come from? How do you make that?
Sure. So we have three sources of revenue. One of our sources of revenue is cost per click advertising or Google link advertising. I'm sure you've all seen it on web pages. It is the blue underlined ads off to the side of the page, text mm-hmm. link ads, which are essentially run by Google. And we do historically have done very well in Google advertising or cost per click advertising because of the narrowcast specificity of our content. So, for example, let me give an example of something that happened in my home recently. I have a preteen daughter. She's 11, and she has preteen acne, which is, you know,
oh, you
horrible.
Should not say that in the radio.
If I said that about my son, he'd kill me. Well, I'm just, you know, fortunately, the chance that she'll be listening
James,
to the
you don't
CEO
have
show
acne.
Is not high.
Okay. Go ahead.
But I went to about.com. And I on our homepage, I typed in preteen acne because I wanted to find something that would help her. And within two clicks, I landed on an article that gave very specific recommendations about what I as a parent could do to help my daughter with preteen acne.
Now, I'm not going to tell anyone, but I think I'm going to go there next.
It's really cool.
It is.
It's really cool. It's really cool because I know you and I have, I know from our conversation before the show that you and I have children the same age, and you may be facing the same challenges in your household that I'm facing in mine.
Touché.
But you know, when you are a lean forward user, when you are leaning forward toward your computer, trying to find the answer to a problem that you need to solve in the very limited amount of time that most of us have to solve a problem.
What is the average time it takes someone to solve a problem? You would know that.
You know, one of our goals is to try to get people to their answer as quickly as we can, so in a couple of pages.
It's good. I've tried it. I've actually tried it many a time, and I just get some quick information. So even though I'm playing dumb here, I do know that.
Yeah. So if you are, you know, specifically looking for an answer to a problem, and there is an advertisement that addresses a solution to that problem, people tend to be very open to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons the deep, narrowcast nature of our articles does a very nice job of matching up with advertiser messages. So that's one revenue stream. Another revenue stream.
I'm going to cut you off just for a second.
Sure.
So everyone knows who you are. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, Business Talk Radio Network and Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of the American economy through customer experience models. And we are here today with Chella Irvine, who is the CEO of the About Group, and we're talking now about About.com. Fair enough. Now you're ready to tell?
I'd be happy to.
Go ahead.
So we have another advertising-based revenue stream on About.com, and that is premium display advertising. That includes things that are very recognizable to all of us who use the Internet, banner ads at the top of the page, tower ads down the side of the page, video-based advertising, advertising that has a look and feel that is more than a text link, that creates a brand experience for an advertiser. And this is a revenue stream that we have been very aggressive in pursuing, especially in a difficult economy, because this revenue stream has come under increasing competitive pressure.
Absolutely.
And then we also derive some revenue, especially at our consumer search product review business, from e-commerce or from shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And those are our three major revenue streams.
Well, sounds like you built an effective model that's continuing to grow. What do you see the role of technology being in the fabric of the economy in the United States?
You know, I think that it is the place at which the United States can achieve a competitive edge over other nations' economies if we continue to provide outstanding technical education, because many other countries are catching up in this area in particular, and if we continue to provide and nurture the opportunity for entrepreneurial achievement. Because so much technical innovation comes out of entrepreneurial companies. Our own business is a technology-driven content business. And one of the reasons that we are able to grow the way we have and have the profit margins that we have, which last year I believe were 48%, quite high.
Very nice.
Is because our business is technology-driven. It is the way of the world. It's where we're going.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We have been speaking with Chella Irvine, who is the CEO of the About Group, and we've been talking about About.com, but there are several other companies under that About umbrella. We're about to take a break, and we'll be back in a few. Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we are back with Chella Irvine from the About Group as the CEO. And good to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
And we also have two special guests with us, and it's not their first time. We have Dennis Trianos and Norman Sherman. And they are, I would say, at the intersection of the Internet and executive recruiting.
That's right.
So why don't you start, Dennis?
All right, Robert. Hi, Chella. How are you?
I'm fine, and I think I should, in full confession, tell all of our readers that you, in fact, were my first boss out of college.
Okay, now all of America knows. That's great. I'm very proud of that, believe me.
I was very privileged.
Chella. Could find that on LinkedIn, too.
No. I think Chella does a good job of hiding that on LinkedIn. Thank you, Chella. Earlier you talked about the customer experience in both the online and the offline world, and, of course, that appears to be a real focal point of marketers today, and I'd like to get a sense of the customer experience that About Group presents to its viewers.
Sure. So I think one of the core beliefs that we have is that the amount of information that is available today, both on the Internet and more broadly in media, is unprecedented. And that it can be overwhelming, and also that the changes in lifestyle over the past 20 years have made the the absence of time a very, very real factor in almost everyone's lives. So our goal is to get users the information that they need as directly as possible. And we do that in a couple of ways. One is, first and foremost, is by making sure that our content is completely credible. All of our guides are carefully vetted experts. Many of them are credentialed or published. And so when someone comes to about.com, they can be comfortable that the information that they're getting is accurate. We also design our content to be actionable. We understand that people are busy. We understand that they are on our site most often to solve a problem or to get an answer, and we try to write everything in a way that allows someone to walk away knowing that they can do something or that they've made a decision or can take an action. And then finally, you know, it is media. It is media, and it's got to be interesting because dull just doesn't work even if it is both accurate and actionable. So we also try to make our content as interesting as possible.
So very engaging for the consumer.
Yes. That's our goal.
Chaya, this is Norm. I'd like to step back and ask you a bit of a theoretical question now, if I may.
Sure.
Anytime a company like yours is successful, you start to see a variety of competition nipping at your ankles. What's your theory about staying ahead of the competition?
You know, it's a great question to ask. I tell you what we have done this year, and this is partly to stay ahead of the competition and partly, I think, the result of being in a challenging economic environment. We really have chosen this year to focus on our core strengths, knowing that that lack of focus is dangerous. And so our core strengths, we really think about three. One is creating very high quality, very narrow cast content specific to someone's problem, dilemma, or need for information. Making that kind of high quality, narrow cast content at volume. The second is ensuring that our content is easily findable on a search engine. So making sure that if a user, if a consumer is going to Google to do a search, that we're going to end up prominent on that search results page. And then finally, and this has been helpful to us this year, monetizing our content through more than one revenue stream. And, boy, if there's a lesson to learn in a difficult economy, it's that two or three revenue streams is better than one. Now, obviously, you can't focus so narrowly that you don't innovate. And we have invested in innovation this year. We'll probably do more of that in the next couple of years. But we also, again, have been pretty disciplined about knowing what it is that makes us successful and sticking to it.
Chaya, we have about 30 seconds before the break. Quickly, social media, what role is it playing and how are you planning on utilizing it? About 30 seconds.
Okay, it's playing an important role as being a new source for consumers to both build relationships and get information that they need, and we have several projects right now to begin to learn more about social media and provide that sort of, including involving our users in creating the content on our site.
Great. Robert Reese, signing off for now. We've been speaking with Chaya Irvine, who is the CEO of the About Group, and we talked a lot about About.com. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're privileged to be here today with Chaya Irvine of the About Group. How are you, Chaya?
I'm well, and I'm happy to be here.
Good. And so let's continue with the interview. And Dennis, this is Dennis Trianos. Why don't you kick it off?
Great. Chaya, I think this is a good point in the discussion to turn to the topic of innovation and leadership. Now, conventional wisdom has it that the bigger companies get, it becomes harder to innovate. And I know that your organization has a culture of innovation, and I'd like to have the discussion turn to how you keep that culture of innovation vibrant at the About Group.
So I think that there are probably two reasons that we can keep innovation vibrant at the About Group. The first is You know, I do think that it's easier to encourage innovation in smaller environments. And although we're a $115 million business, we have 190 employees. So we are small enough to know one another, to build relationships with one another, and to have everyone have an opportunity to understand their own impact on the business. And nothing is more important for innovation than people feeling that if they innovate, it'll actually make a difference. And I think the second reason is that we have a wonderful mix here of people who have been here since the company was founded and really own the culture of the company, who want to maintain the culture of the company, and who work very hard to make sure that those of us like me who are newer understand and accept and welcome the core values of the About Group.
Mm-hmm.
And those longtime leaders of our company are now married with people who have come in more recently and who bring what new people always bring in, which is newer ideas and different ways of looking at things and experience from other places.
Right.
Now, so I think those are the two things that have really helped us.
Now, as you know, Norm and I are in the recruiting business. And
yep.
One of the key questions that we always ask our clients is, who is cultivating, what kinds of companies are cultivating these great innovative skills that you're attracting to About.com and about the About Group in general?
Well, I do think that we look at people who have come, who bring with them some experience in technology. And we look at that for two reasons. One is that, again, technology is the foundation of our business, and we want to make sure that everyone who comes here is comfortable with technology and, in fact, loves technology and the change that technology can bring. And I think a lot of folks who come out of technology companies right now have seen rapid rises. They know what it means to have to be nimble and flexible. And they're used to the sort of trajectory that companies in the technology space or the internet space in particular need to be in.
So where do you find those kinds of people today?
You know, I would have told you, it's interesting that you asked that. I would have told you 10 years ago or maybe 15 years ago that you had to go further afield from New York City, which is where we're headquartered, to find people like that. But that's just no longer true. New York City has had for many years now a vibrant entrepreneurial and technology community. And whether that's other internet content companies, whether that's internet advertising agencies, whether it's the portals like Google, MSN, Yahoo or AOL, or whether it's small entrepreneurial ventures in technology, right now this marketplace has wonderful talent.
You know, it's very interesting in a business like yours, and you are, I believe at this point, you're the largest publisher on the internet. Is that not correct?
I'm not sure that we're the largest publisher on the internet.
Okay. But you were clearly one of them, if not the largest.
Yeah.
And it just strikes me that in the world in which you compete, particularly with only 190 employees on your entire staff, every single hire you make is absolutely critically important, right? Because so how do you, what's the process that you go through as an organization to determine who to hire and whether or not you have the right person?
Sure. So, you know, I think that our process is pretty kind of classic in that we spend a fair amount of time before we bring someone in defining the role, but also defining the characteristics, the competencies that someone has to have. And then everyone who comes here needs to share a couple of core characteristics that I think everyone in our organization does value. And one would be, you know, flexibility. One would be open communications so that there is candor and good sharing among the team and, you know, passion for technology and passion for innovation. and passion for content quality are all core aspects of our culture. When we bring someone in, we make sure that they meet a pretty broad group of people so that we have the opportunity to hear from multiple parts of our organization whether or not there is, you know, a positive or negative reaction to someone. And I don't know, I mean, and we tend to, you know, here's what we would never do, right? We would never say, okay, we've interviewed five people. Let's take the best of those five
right.
people.
Good for you.
Right. We'd never do that. What we would say instead is we've interviewed five people. That second person we saw was fabulous, and we really want that person in our organization.
That's great.
Or we'd say we've interviewed five people, and we're really not satisfied, and we need to keep looking.
You know, it's funny. When I think about it.
I want to also just also say that, you know, you always want to have a preference for developing the folks who you have
sure.
internally. Rather than going outside to hire. One of the folks here who's making a tremendous contribution to our company this year is someone who was, you know, recently promoted into a new job and mm-hmm. is just, you know, hitting one ball out of the park after another. And that's a wonderful outcome.
So one of the things I find very interesting, when I think of, and I use this term advisedly, old world economy companies, they're based upon a lot of conventional wisdom and company history and often will rationalize things that they're doing going forward based upon things that have worked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are in a new kind of company that doesn't have that kind of history to rationalize what it is going forward. What is it that you do, and how do you evaluate when people want to try something new that you don't have any precedent for to know whether or not it has any history of working?
About Group has historically been and continues to be a very metrics-driven, disciplined organization. And when we are going to try something in which we have no experience, it is carefully modeled, and then it is tested in a phased manner. And it is not discarded, necessarily, if the tests aren't positive. It may be manipulated. It may be changed. It may be altered. It may be optimized. But one of the things that that I was very impressed about when I joined the company last year was that they had a very rigorous approach to introducing new things.
Great, thank you. I'm going to turn you over back to Dennis for another question.
Sure.
Cella, 50 years from now when someone writes the Cella Irvine story at about.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to hear? What are they going to say?
You know, I think that we believe that we have a wonderful business. We certainly believe, and I think the New York Times believes, that our business can be bigger and broader, that we have tremendous untapped potential. By continuing to help consumers solve the problems of everyday living and help advertisers get relevant messages in front of those consumers. So we feel that our future in the next several years is very bright.
Well, I've known you long enough to know that you believe in inspiring people rather than motivating them. Can you talk a little bit about that before we turn it over to Robert?
You know, again, it's been an interesting year for inspiration because it's been a challenging environment is actually frightening to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there were times this year when inspiration really came from candor, information, and confidence. And I think as we continue through a challenging environment, we will have to look at how we as leaders inspire without seeming to be unrealistic, seeming to be insincere, right, and seeming to be pat. I really believe that the sky is the limit for the About group. But it's essential that I find a way to say that, that is absolutely believable in an environment where hype has proven to be just that and only that.
Well, Chella, you certainly come across, if there's one word, as really authentic.
And, Thank you.
I think that helps with the inspiration. So this is Robert Reese. The final question of the day.
Okay.
Is what's the next big idea for Chella Irvine and the About group, and when can we expect it?
Well, as I said, I think the thing that we're most excited about right now is bringing our users into About.com to share with us their own very legitimate and credible content. We started out doing this in the early part of the winter, and we have literally tens of thousands of pieces of very high quality content from our audience on our site. So About.com users are helping other users solve the problems of everyday living.
And there you have it. This is Robert Reese signing off. Great having you on the show, Chella.
Thank you so much,
everyone.
Thank you.
Dennis.
Thank you.
Norm.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Pleasure having you on, and we've been speaking about the About group, over 41 million users in the United States, 75 million internationally, and one of the largest publishers on the Internet. Great having you with us.
Thank you so much.
Robert Reese signing off for your CEO show.